the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of Marc Maron and the Temple of Doom.
As we rejoin our story, Mark and Grace have continued their search for the Antichrist by tagging along with Marilyn Manson for his appearance on The Tonight Show.
Wow, Marilyn. Nice green room.
It's okay. But you're a big comedian, Mark. I'm sure you've been on The Tonight Show yourself.
Actually, no, I never have.
Really? Boy, this is awkward.
Do yourself a favor and don't get him started. Just tell us about the Antichrist.
Well, according to what I've studied, Grace, he may not look all that evil. He's actually supposed to be really popular.
You mean like George W.?
In fact, he's so popular, people will follow him into battles he declares for false reasons.
Yeah, like just like George W. Bush.
And he's supposed to set himself up in the temple of God, which I guess means he either acts like God himself, or he'll just act really religious.
I got it. Oh, my God. The Antichrist really is President George W.
Oh, well, you'll probably never find anyone like that. Look, I gotta go get my makeup on.
But you're not going on for another 4 hours.
Exactly. I'm running late. Bye.
You're a big comedian, Mark. I'm sure you've been on The Tonight Show.
Let it go, big guy.
Sorry, was Marilyn Manson just in here?
Oh, hey, Jay Leno. Great to see you. I'm Marc Maron. Yeah, I played some of the same clubs you did, and I had a small part in Almost Famous. See, it's on my resume as angry promoter.
Oh, yeah, Marc, sure. Great to meet you finally. Thanks for stopping by.
Look, I know we're not supposed to be in the green room, but...
Don't worry about it. Make yourself comfortable.
Thanks, Jay. You're as nice as everyone says you are. Hey, listen, I gotta tell someone. I've been running around the country trying to figure out who the Antichrist is, and I finally got it. It's George W.
All right, you got me. I'm the Antichrist.
What?
That's me, the beast. 10 horns, 7 heads, 10 crowns upon my horns. I secretly control things. Great mighty through the church of television. Hail Satan.
Jay Leno is the Antichrist?
Yeah, I never thought anyone would figure it out. I even did a jaywalking segment asking people on the street, who's the Antichrist? Of course, none of them got it. I love that segment.
But you seem so nice.
I am nice. I'm just a guy trying to entertain people and bring forth the end times. Hey, you want to meet Pam Anderson? She's right down the hall.
Pamela Anderson? Sure. Wait a minute. Do not tempt me, Satan.
Well, then, I got no choice but to summon the dark powers. Hectate, Rav Sham, Beelzebub, Spawn of the Underworld, Rise Forth.
Oh, my God. The earth is opening up.
The times of trials and tribulations is at hand, and I'll be cast into the lake of fire. Listen, you want a soda or a sandwich or something? I can send out one of the interns. Maybe some new cookies. Take as many as you want.
No thanks, Jay. I appreciate it. Boy, what a nice guy. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Will Mark and Grace escape the apocalypse? Will Mark ever break down and admit he wants a sandwich after all? And after Leno retires, will America ever really accept Conan O'Brien as the new Antichrist? Find out next time when we hear Pamela Anderson say...
Jay says I should tell my fans to accept the Mark of the Beast. Isn't that a cute idea?
That's next time on the final episode of Marc Maron and the Temple of Doom. And stay tuned later for the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company Players production of News Daddy. Supreme Court Justice.
I've heard all these arguments for overturning Roe versus Wade, and I've just got one question for the National Right to Life. Why have you got to be ripping on ladies? Counselor for the pro-choice organizations, do you have anything to say to this?
Yes, Your Honor. Our organizations believe that while abortion is never a happy choice, the Constitution allows for...
I see. Well, I've heard enough to render my verdict. It's in the opinion of the court that you are one stone-fine mama.
I dissent.
Shut up, Scalia. Now, baby, let's retire to my chambers, and I'll show you my briefs.
That's later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.